Welcome to Retirement A to Z. I'm Sue Burnett with Monarch Financial Advisors, and this series focuses on qualified retirement plans. There are a lot of moving pieces with these plans, and the rules are complicated and complex, so we're going to break them down into smaller pieces, 26 pieces to be exact, from A to Z, with maybe a few extras thrown in just for good measure. This is episode O, which will discuss what organizations can sponsor a qualified plan. Can anybody start one? Do I need to have employees? Does it matter if I'm the owner, or if it's a partnership, or if it's a corporation? Where would I deduct it on my taxes? Let's break it down. First off, any bona fide business can start a qualified plan. Now, if you work for a business as an employee and you don't have your own business, you can't. But if you have a business, you absolutely can. And it doesn't matter if you have employees or not. It doesn't matter if you're a sole proprietor, or a partnership, or an LLC, or an S-Corp, or a C-Corp. Any and all of these organizations can sponsor their own plan. What does matter is the pay that's used for the owners, and that's going to vary depending on what kind of organization it is. So let's talk about that a little bit more. First off, for employees, we only use W-2 pay. So if the organization hires a bunch of independent contractors and pays them all via 1099, that would not be planned compensation, and they wouldn't be eligible for a benefit. Now for owners, not employees, so anybody with 5% or more ownership, planned compensation depends on the type of organization. So remember, in a qualified plan, planned compensation is used for the benefit limits in all these plans. It's used in our testing to make sure that we don't discriminate too much in favor of the owners, because we look at the benefits provided as a percent of pay, and it actually is used for the calculation of the benefit in a defined benefit plan. So compensation, especially planned compensation, is really important. Regardless of the organization, we also have to remember we can only use active income. Passive income is not considered plan pay for any owners. So a limited owner that doesn't provide any services and maybe is just an investor in the business, they wouldn't have any plan compensation and they wouldn't be eligible for a benefit. Plus, all of an owner's income may not be earned income. For example, some investment income that is passed through a partnership to the partners, that wouldn't be counted as plan compensation either. So we really need to be careful with what compensation we use to make sure we're using the right thing. So now that we've talked about compensation and what we can use and what we can't, let's look at different owners and the pay that we use for each of them. We'll take sole proprietors first. And for a sole proprietor, the business income is shown on your Schedule C, with line 31 of that Schedule C being the net profit to the business. Now, plan compensation is counted as line 31, minus half of the self-employment tax, minus the pension contribution they'd contribute for themselves. So let's take an example. Let's say we have a business owner like me that's a sole proprietor like me, and line 31 of my Schedule C was $100,000. And let's say I wanted to start a SEP and contribute the maximum amount possible, which is 25% of pay. What would they contribute, and how much would their plan compensation be? Well, 25% of $100,000 is $25,000. Unfortunately, that's not what they can contribute. If we ignore the self-employment tax for now, if they just contributed $25,000 for themselves, their plan compensation would be that $100,000 minus $25,000 for the contribution for themselves, or $75,000. Now, the SEP limit is 25% of pay. 25% of $75,000 is $18,750. So, if I put in $25,000, I'd be over my limit. It's a circular calculation, so the contribution limit is 25% of pay, but pay is adjusted by the contribution. So it goes round and round. But just remember that if you're a sole proprietor, you can't just put in 25% of your line 31 pay. It's going to be lower than that. So the administrator or your advisor will definitely be able to narrow it down for you. Partnerships are pretty similar to those sole proprietors. Business income for those partners is shown on the Schedule K, And plan compensation is calculated by taking that earned income from the K-1, then subtracting off half of that self-employment tax, and also subtracting off the pension contribution made for that particular partner. Partners pay for themselves, and then they split up the cost for the employees pro rata based on how much of the business they own. So let's look at an example for this one too. Let's say there are three partners and their K-1 earnings are $100,000 each, and half of the self-employment tax was $10,000. So now that brings their plan compensation down to $90,000. Each partner subtracts off their own contribution to that plan. So if one partner is contributing $15,000, their plan compensation would be the $90,000 minus $15,000 or $75,000. What if another partner wanted to contribute $25,000 for themselves? Well, their plan compensation would be the $90,000 minus the $25,000, which is $65,000. So this is how it goes. Each partner pays for themselves. Then for the employees, they all pay their pro rata share based on their ownership percentage. So if they're all equal owners, they'd split up the cost equally. If one owner is 50% and the others are 25, then the 50% owner pays for 50% of the employee costs. It's as easy as that. Clear as mud, right? Well, with the self-employed, it does get a little tricky because it is circular. But now let's talk about corporations, S-corps, C-corps, or LLCs taxed as an S or a C. Now, the owners of these organizations are supposed to pay themselves in two ways. They should pay themselves a reasonable W-2, and then they will also receive the remainder of the profits from the organization on their K-1. Plan compensation for them is their W-2, period. So if they're only paying themselves $20,000, but they're getting $500,000 in distributions, we can only use $25,000 to calculate all those benefits due from the plan. If owners want bigger deductions and bigger contributions, they may need to boost up that W-2 for a few years. Unfortunately, yes, that means they're going to have to pay higher payroll taxes, social security tax, etc. And it's something that we can talk to the CPA and the owner about just to be sure it's the right balance of additional plan contributions versus the additional taxes because of a higher W-2. The contributions to the plan go on their K-1 as well. And here, again, the owners split the total cost of the plan based on their ownership. So as you can tell, plan compensation is very, very different depending on how the organization is structured. But one thing is for sure, any contributions to these plans are going to be a top-line deduction for that business owner. Now finally, what if you're an LLC? Well, you're going to be an LLC taxed as something, either a single-member LLC, in which case you'd be treated just like the sole proprietors, an LLC taxed as a partnership, in which case you'd be treated just like the partnership, or an LLC taxed as a C-Corp or an S-Corp, in which case you follow the same rules that the S and the C-Corps do. So an LLC follows the exact same rules depending on how that LLC is taxed. So what happens if you are a W-2 employee with a company, but you have a side gig, you have a side hustle? Well, you cannot use the pay that you receive from your organization as a W-2 employee, but any income from your side gig, any income from the business that you own on the side, is certainly eligible for a plan contribution, and you can certainly set up a plan for that. Wrapping it all up, any organization can sponsor a plan. We just need to be really careful with the pay that we attribute to the owners, depending on what kind of organization it is. But across all organizations, we only count W-2 employees, and it's got to be active income for those owners. Don't worry, we'll work with your CPA and make sure that we have the right pay in there for your organization and that we're including the right employees. Want to learn more? Tune into the other A to Z podcasts where we continue to break down these wonderful and complex plans into bite-sized pieces. Remember, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Have any questions? Shoot me an email at monarchfinancialadvisors@gmail.com. Thanks for listening in and have a great rest of your day.